Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Vice President Annie Leonard to talk about the upcoming RBTV event.
RBTV is coming back to Knoxville for the Cyhawks game. Busy and exciting time for the city, to say the least.
Yes, it's very exciting. We're so happy to have been asked to be on their All-Star Tour. This is their last year that they're doing RBTV. So we're so excited, and the reason they asked us back is because we did such a great job. We threw such a great party and brought so many people downtown last year that they want us to do it again. This year, we're hoping to top our numbers from last time, and we're hoping to get 3,000 people downtown on the Knoxville Square, so we're really hoping that everybody comes out.
When's the event going to be this year?
The event is going to be on Wednesday, September 10th, and we're going to be on the broadcasts at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. So we're going to be starting the festivities at about 3:30.
And what are some of the festivities that are going to be going on?
Well, we are going to have marching bands and dance teams and cheer squads and all kinds of fun stuff like that. We're also going to have a ton of games. We're going to have the dunk tank that's always so popular with the kids. We're going to have a football challenge. We're throwing around a lot of other great ideas, including things like human foosball and lots of good food and other vendors selling things like pom-poms and face painting. So it's just going to be a great party for the whole family.
Now, in preparation for RVTV's arrival, the Chamber is asking the public to participate in several events. What are some of the ways that people in Knoxville can be getting involved in this event?
Well, we're hoping to kind of create some buzz and get everybody ready for the big game by asking you to decorate your house and take a picture of it and post it on Facebook. We're going to have some photo contests. So not only pictures of your decorated house, but your decorated pet, your decorated children, maybe even your vanity plates, all kinds of fun things like that, that if you have some spirit for the Cyclones or the Hawkeyes, take a picture of it and send it to us or post it on Facebook. We have a page called RVTV Knoxville 2014, and that's the name of our Facebook page, and we welcome you to like it and to post your pictures, and we will announce the winners of the photo contests on the day of the RVT festivities.
And you mentioned your Facebook page. Is there any other areas where people can find out information about the RVTV event?
Yes, there will be some information on the Win with Knoxville website. That's the Chamber of Commerce's website. We'll have some basic information there. They're always welcome to call the Chamber of Commerce if they have any questions. And the number is 641-828-7555. And Melinda or the other staff there will be happy to answer your questions or direct you to the right person.
A lot of preparation being done by the Chamber with this. How has the effort come about? It sounds like you guys got a really good organization putting together a group of people coming up with these ideas for this event.
We do. We have such a wonderful group of volunteers, and we need even more. We've got our core group in line and getting to work, but we're really hoping that we can get a lot more bodies out there, especially on the day of the event. So if you have an organization that might like to raise a little bit of money and you're willing to do something like run one of the games, or if you just have some extra time and you're happy to support your community by volunteering, please call the Chamber. Let us know who you are and let us get you into the right slot.
Any other details you want people to know about the RBTV event coming up?
Well, I just think this is such an exciting opportunity for Knoxville that we've been chosen again, and I just want to show the entire state that Knoxville really knows how to throw a great tailgate party. So please, please come down, bring the kids, have dinner, participate in the games, listen to the music, and have a good time.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce Vice President Annie Leonard, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.